Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference basketball play tonight between the Dort College Defenders and the Mayville State Comets. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 1-0 this year, while Mayville State stands 2-1. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders coming off a win over Dakota State this past Tuesday, while Mayville State comes in with a 2-1 mark. They were last in action this past weekend. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. The Dort College Defenders, their first win, a contest with Dakota State on Tuesday. The Dort College Defenders controlled that one most of the way before turning in the victory. Dakota State did make a charge at the Defenders late in the contest. Dort College was able to withstand that charge. The Defenders made 35.6% of their field goals, and Dakota State converted 33.8%. Paige Engberg scored 20 points in the season opener with 5 made 3-point baskets, while Shea Palama scored 14. Kim Cruz added 12, with Annie Rinesmith scoring 10 in her debut. Rhea Landers grabbed 8 rebounds and had 3 blocked shots. The Defenders got to the free throw line 31 times and made 24. The Dort College Defender women taking on a Mayville State team that was victorious over Winnipeg 88-73 and Brandon 81-73 and lost to Briar Cliff 71-63. The Comets are averaging, outscoring teams 77.3 to 72.3. They're getting out rebounded 41.3 to 38. Mayville State is converting 40.9% of its field goals. Teams are making 37.3% of their field goal tries against them. Naomi Torgerson and Andy Gaynor each have 16.7 points per game averages. In their most recent outing, Mayville State was beaten by Briar Cliff behind a 30-16 surge in the third quarter. Briar Cliff converted 29 of 67 field goals against the Comets and forced 28 turnovers, resulting in Mayville State getting just 49 field goal attempts. Andy Gaynor scored 21 points and had 6 rebounds in the loss, while Carly Weber scored 14. Skillingstead had 7 rebounds and 2 steals in limited play before fouling out. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Always an adventure when you have your first home game of the season. The Dort College women's basketball team opening up the 2016-17 season this evening against Mayville State. They'll be facing They will be facing Jamestown tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock. Starting a lineup for tonight's contest, first of all for the home team, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averages 12 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 10 points per game. Rhea Landers is a 6'1 freshman from Grand Meadow, Minnesota, averaging 7 points per game. Paige Engbers is a 5'9 senior from Pella, averaging 20 points per contest. And Shea Palama is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 14 points per game. For Mayville State, Carly Weber is a 5'4 junior from Thompson, North Dakota, averaging 11 points per game. And the opening tap is controlled by Mayville State. Also in the starting lineup for Mayville State, player we didn't anticipate seeing. They are going with a makeshift lineup here this evening. Shot is blocked from behind by Landers. Rebound taken away. Here comes Dort College and Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Goes left side. Three-pointer on the way by Engbers. Too strong, no good. Mayville State looking for a runout. Rinesmith is able to hassle the outlet pass enough, and Mayville State will bring it up now. Skillingstead on the floor for Mayville State. Mayville State with a basketball. This is Taylor Shortle. Right side pass. They get it underneath. With a basketball is Carly Weber. Weber feeds it back outside to Skillingstead. Skillingstead down low. Kick out pass. Mayville State with a basketball on the right side. 6 to shoot. Now 5. Mayville State driving the lane with Weber. Weber drives into the lane. Loses it out of bounds. It'll be a shot clock violation. Dort College basketball. So Dort College with a basketball. The Dort College Defenders and Mayville State Comets deadlocked at 0-0. 0-0 our score. With a basketball, right side it goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes left side. to Palama. Palama cross-court pass taken away by Weber. She tried to go from the baseline to the point. Weber throws it up wildly off of the glass, and the rebound is cleared out by Dort College. Defenders up and running with it. Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it right side back over to Cruz. Cruz entry pass taken away by Mayville State. Back-to-back turnovers by the defenders. Here comes Mayville State running the other way. Shot no good, but the putback attempt is up and good for Andy Gaynor. Gaynor with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. Mayville State draws first blood with 8:19 remaining in the first half. Left side pass goes over. Rinesmith with it at the top of the key. Mayville State showing zone defense. Mayville State on defense. They get it to Rinesmith. Rinesmith entry pass intended for Cruz, taken away by Mayville State. Driving the other way. Right hand to layup is up and good for Weber. Weber with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-0. 4-0 our score. Rinesmith checks in with the basketball. She goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz back out front to Palama. Palama with it on the right elbow. Gives it up right side to Landers. Landers on the baseline. Landers, nothing there. Kick out pass. Three on the way from Engbers. It's good. Paige Engbers with the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-3. 4-3 our score, and a travel as driving the lane was Andy Gaynor, and Gaynor loses it. She lost her footing, and she gets called for traveling. Travel violation whistled against. Mayville State and the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Throwing it in, length of the floor in front of them. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Engbers. Engbers across half court. Engbers setting the offense for the defenders. Comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the left wing. Dort College going with three freshmen on the floor right now. Rinesmith fires it back outside for Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama back over to Rinesmith. Three, no good. And the rebound is taken away on the weak side by Andy Gaynor. Gaynor with the basketball. Gaynor at the top of the key. She drives left side. Nothing there. Comes back outside to Cian Hale. Hale shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College and Rachel Evavold. Evavold checked in at the last break as well. Right side Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith three. Good. Annie Rinesmith with the three-point basket. And Dort College making up the needed ground quickly with that pair of three-pointers. One by Engbers, the other by Rinesmith. Pruitt comes away with a rebound on the other end. Here comes Dort College. Pruitt with it at the top of the key. Right side, Rinesmith feeds it down low for Palama. Palama off of the glass, too strong, no good. Evavold had it momentarily, lost it. Now it's taken back by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a steal. Rinesmith with a basketball on the left wing. She comes back over to Engbers. Engbers in between the circles. She goes right side to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith splitting the defense. Puts it up with the left hand. Missed it. Shot no good. And Palama has the rebound taken away from her over the top by Gaynor. Gaynor leans in with the right shoulder, with her left shoulder. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound Evavold. No. Lost it. Pruitt picks it up. Pruitt into the front court. Pruitt with it on the left side. She comes back over to Palama. Palama back over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt running the point. Goes left side over to Rinesmith. 5:35 left to go in the first half. That's in the first quarter, beg your pardon. Underneath it goes Palama. Palama shot up into the arms of the defensive player, Andrea Skillingstead, and Skillingstead takes away the rebound. Taylor Shortle with the basketball, feeds it down low, and it's taken back by Evavold. Evavold gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith takes it across half court. Rinesmith with it on the wing. She comes back out to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith another three. Annie Rinesmith with her second three, the third for Dort College for the night. And the defenders lead at 9-4. 9-4 the score. Andy Gaynor with the basketball. Gaynor passes it off to Hale. Hale on the left side. Hale feeds it down low with the basketball. Gaynor. Gaynor trying to back her way in. Gaynor puts it up with the left hand. It's up and good. Two-point bucket for Gaynor, and the Dort College defenders lead 9-6, and Dort College wants a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. For the basketball, right side, they go over to Bausma. Bausma gives it up to Cruz. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Comes back right side, back over to Bausma. Bausma's shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Gangle. Gangle with the basketball. Dort College getting a little reliant on the three-point shot here in the first few minutes. Three on the way, no good by Mayville State. And a push from behind called against Sydney Gangle. Gangle whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. 9-6 our score. Dort College leading by three. 4:12 remaining, first quarter of play. Pass comes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt across the timeline. She feeds it back over up front to Cruz. Cruz comes back to Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz, Pruitt. Pruitt right side. This is Flown. Flown. They feed it inside to Cruz. Cruz at the high post with the right hand from the left side. It's good. It's first two-point basket for the Dort College defenders here in this half. With the basketball is Sydney Gangle. Gangle to Carly Weber. Weber tries to feed it underneath, and Weber shuffles her feet. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get it on the timeout, or I should say on the turnover. And bringing the basketball up right side is Flown. Flown gives it off to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gets the return pass, feeds it down right side, Eva Vold. Eva Vold back to Pruitt. Pruitt with it at the top of the key. Pruitt goes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Flown. Flown to Cruz. Eight to shoot. Short corner, Eva Vold. Eva Vold, bucket good. Eva Vold from the right baseline. She knocks it down. It's 13-6. 13-6 our score, 3 minutes remaining. First quarter of play. Mayville State with the basketball. Mayville State brings it back to the top of the key. This is Champ. And we've got a push called underneath on Bausma. Bausma whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Mayville State's Carly Weber to throw the ball in. Weber gets the ball tossed into Hale. Hale picks up her dribble, tries to feed it underneath, and it's tapped and controlled by Dort College. Landers came up with it, gets it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Cruz. Cruz drives in with the right hand, lays it up, cut the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leads 15-6, pending the free throw. So another free throw opportunity for the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNA's Potter Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Shot is blocked by Cruz. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Here comes Dort College right side. It goes Flown. Flown with the floater in the lane. It's good. Alyssa Flown with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 17-6. 17-6, Dort College leading. Left wing with the basketball. Weber. Weber feeds it to Gaynor. Gaynor has it stripped away by Flown. Flown with the basketball in between the circles. She goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side to Flown. Flown to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Cruz. Cruz, Landers. Landers shot in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Mayville State. Coming up with it is Andy Gaynor. Gaynor with the basketball. Gaynor gives it off to Weber. Weber with the basketball. Weber guarded there by Cruz. Pass goes left side over to Gaynor. Gaynor with it. Trying to gamble into the passing lane was Flown. Didn't get it. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is up and good. Mayville State's Carly Weber has the three-point bucket. It's 17-9. 17-9 our score. 1:25 remaining. Right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up with a basketball. That was Paloma. Paloma to Cruz. Cruz, three. Missed it. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's slammed off of Rio Lander's shin and out of bounds. It will be Mayville State basketball. Dort College leading 17-9. 17-9 our score. Dort College leading by 8. And Mayville State will bring the basketball up. Comets with it right to the side. This is Skillingstead. Feed it over into the right corner. We've got a travel called against Mayville State. Mayville State's Claire Blazek whistled for the travel. And the North College defenders have the basketball. So North College gets it back after the turnover. 17-9 our score. North College with it across the timeline. They get it into the right corner to Palama. Palama tries to muscle it up. Instead, kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Taking the shot that time was Steffi Kennard. Kennard unable to knock it down from long range. And here comes Mayville State. Mayville State basketball. Blazek. Blazek gives it up to Gangle. Gangle three. Good. And just like that, Mayville State has cut into the 17-6 lead. It's now down to 17-12 with 18 seconds remaining. Rinesmith, right side, Kennard, 15 seconds in the quarter. Driving left side, Engbers. Engbers off the dribble. Her shot no good. Rebound, Palama. Palama looking to fire it back out. Does to Kennard. 4 seconds left. Rinesmith back to Engbers. Engbers three. Banks it. No good. Landers with the offensive rebound. Unable to get the stick back. And the North College defenders go to the quarter break up 17-12. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 17-12 at the end of the first quarter. Dort College leading by 5 at this juncture. And the Dort College defenders, pass goes left side. This is Cruz. Cruz with it on the left wing. Kim Cruz goes into the corner over to Engbers. Engbers shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Mayville State. Mayville State off and running with it on the left side. Is Taylor Shortle. Shortle with the basketball. Shortle passes onto the right wing. Mayville State. This is Blazek. Three-pointer banked in from the top of the key. And Mayville State has the basketball on the right side. They go over to Engbers. Engbers with it. Engbers. They get it back over to Landers. Rio Landers in the lane, and Landers has her pocket pick. But the Dort College defenders will maintain possession of the basketball. Mayville State inbounding the basketball. Mayville State at the top of the key is Engbers. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes into the corner, Palama. Palama back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the wing. Rinesmith with the basketball, comes back over to Engbers. Engbers misses the three. And the North College defenders are fouled on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Mayville State and Taylor Shortle. So Shortle, they get it off to Palama, and Palama's shot from the right side of the lane is up and through. 19-15, Dort College leading. Mayville State has it on the offensive end. Down by 4, Mayville State down by 11 early. They've been chipping away. Wild three-pointer, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz driving the length of the floor, puts it up with the right hand, has it blocked. Cleared by Palama. Palama loses it. It's taken back by Mayville State. And a rebound, or a foul called on Rio Landers. Landers whistled for the personal foul. 19-15 our score. Engbers, Cruz, Rinesmith, and Landers all check out. Staying on the floor is Palama for the defenders. Joining her, Eva Vold, Flown, Pruitt, and Bausma. We've got an illegal screen called on Mayville State. That's going to go on number 35, Andrea Skillingstead. Skillingstead whistled for the personal foul and illegal screen. And with 8:07 remaining in the first half, Dort College with a four-point lead and the basketball. Right side, Bausma. Bausma out front. It goes to Flohn. Flohn to Bausma. Bausma down to the corner. Nothing there. Mayville State still in that 2-3 zone defense. Evavold staking out a spot at the free throw line. Dort College has not been able to penetrate the zone defense thus far. Pass goes left side, comes back to Evavold. Evavold on the wing, 15 feet from the hoop, gets it to Pruitt. Pruitt tries to cross her over, and she does. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket, her first of the night, averaging 3 points per ball game. The freshman from Urbandale, Iowa. With it on the left wing is Hale. Hale gives it up, and we've got a foul called on Flohn. Flohn whistled for the personal. Alyssa Flohn, the former Alyssa Palama. It's confusing, I won't lie to you. Mayville State inbounding the basketball. And the Comets have it on the left side. Swing pass into the right corner. Three, no good. Palama wins the battle for the rebound. Shea Palama, the former Shea DeJager, gets it away to Flohn. Flohn gives it up left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt goes back over to Bausma. Bausma setting the offense. She goes right back over to she went to Palama, and Palama tried a crossover move, and that time she ends up traveling with a basketball. Palama will check out of the ballgame. Landers is back in after the quick breather. 7:02 remaining here in the first half, Dort College leading 21-15, Mayville State basketball. Mayville State on the left side, Alicia Napola. Napola passes it off to Hale. Ball deflected, and it's taken back by Dort College. And Flohn. Flohn ahead to Landers. Landers layup good. Rio Landers with a two-point bucket. The Dort College defenders lead by 8, 23-15. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KCRMA, possible by Grand Performers Mutual Insurance Association, Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Mayville State basketball after the timeout. They've got four timeouts remaining. Both teams have used one now. Mayville State with the basketball, and we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation whistled against Andy Gaynor. And the North College defenders get the basketball back on another Mayville State turnover. Mayville State a little shorthanded this evening. Joelle Ertle is out of uniform. Naomi Torgerson, who averaged 16.7 points per game, did not make the trip to Northwest Iowa for a pair of games. So they will go into this weekend shorthanded. With it out front is Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt goes back over to Flohn. Flohn lets fly with the three. It's no good. Rebound cleared by Mayville State. Coming up with it is Weber. Weber into the front court. Weber goes right side. Gets the return pass to Weber, and Weber drains the three. Carly Weber with 8 first-half points, and the Dort College defenders lead at 23-18, so Mayville State cuts the lead from 8-5. Kenzie Bausma with the basketball. Bausma less than a week removed from the soccer season. She lets fly with the three from the wing, that is, the right wing, and missed it wide and out of bounds. Point. Out of bounds, I should say. It'll be Mayville State with the basketball coming back the other way. Too many sports going through my head right now. Volleyball tomorrow. The Dort College defenders traveling to Hastings to wrap up the regular season. Mayville State with basketball. Dort College women's basketball back in play tomorrow against Jamestown. Out front with basketball is Weber. Weber on the right side to Gaynor. Gaynor with basketball. Gaynor feeds it off underneath, and it's cleared by Palama. Palama to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith at the top of the key. Hesitates, drops it off, and the layup is good. Two-point bucket that time for Evavold on the receiving end of the assist from Rinesmith, and Dort College leads 25-18. 25-18 our score. Mayville State with a basketball out front. Mayville State's Carly Weber. Kicks it outside, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. That three-point attempt by Claire Blasek. And the Dort College defenders underneath it goes to Palama, and Palama's fouled on the play. That's Shea Palama. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Palama shooting two free throws. Palama trying to stretch the lead back to nine potentially with a pair of free throws. First one on the way for Palama. She's an 8 for 10, or 80% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Now she's down to 72%, misses that first one. She's 8 for 11 for the season. The games happen fast and furious over these first 2 weeks. Second free throw by Palama is up and good. Three games this week, three games next week for both men's and women's basketball teams. York College leads 26-18. Down to the baseline. Mayville State, they dump it underneath to Andy Gaynor. Gaynor with basketball. Down to the block. Cut off. Tries to clear out some space for herself. And she gets whistled for a push. Foul called on Gaynor. Number one on her. And the Mayville State Comets will settle back into the defense. And I believe there was some question as to who was charged with that last foul. And it should be number 42, Andy Gaynor, rather than 52. Right side with the basketball is Engbers. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz left side to Rinesmith. Rinesmith underneath to Evavold. Evavold unable to hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Mayville State basketball. 26-18, Dort College by 8. Mayville State with it. Carly Weber. Weber passes right side. Gets it to Gangle. Gangle with the ball. And the two-point basket is up and through for Skillingstead. Skillingstead makes it 26-20, Dort College by 6. Three on the other end, no good, but there for the putback is Evavold. Evavold with 6 points, and the Dort College lead is back to 8, 28-20. We're going to have a hand check called on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. Annie Rinesmith. Her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half. Mayville State throwing the ball in. And they get it in over the top to Gaynor. Gaynor well out on the floor on the left wing. Gaynor has it. Gives it back over to Blazik. Mayville State dumps it down low. Working against Landers. The post move. It's up and down. Mayville State's Andrea Skillingstead with 4 points. And the Dort College defender lead is 28-22. Flown to Landers. Landers shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kennard. Kennard dribbles back out to the baseline. Her shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound cleared by Mayville State. Mayville State, Gaynor. Gaynor picks up her dribble. She passes it off to Gangle. Gangle with it. And we've got a foul called on Flown. Alyssa Flown's going to pick up her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. So Mayville State not into the bonus yet. Mayville State throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in over the top. Setting the offense is Skillingstead. Skillingstead goes to Hale. Hale with it on the left wing, and now we have 3 seconds in the lane called against Andy Gaynor. So Gaynor whistled for the 3 seconds violation. And Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover. Just watching the replay on our web stream. And, yes, she did camp in there a little bit too long. Rinesmith, they feed it underneath for Palama. Palama trying to find Landers, and it's taken back by Mayville State. Carly Weber. Weber takes it hard to the basket, and we've got a foul called on Rinesmith, and Rinesmith has whistled for her second personal foul. So free throws on the way for Weber as she was fouled on the way to the hoop. Two free throws on the way. This one's up and no good by Weber. Another one coming. Cruz and Rinesmith are both out. Pruitt and Bausma are in. Free throws on the way for Weber, the second one. This one is up, and that one's off the mark, no good as well. Weber, a 75% free throw shooter, misses both of them. Dort College has the basketball. Pruitt has it. Pruitt goes left side over to Engbers. Engbers to Pruitt. Pruitt right side to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma to Pruitt. Pruitt running the point in the absence of Rinesmith, who's on the bench now with two personal fouls. Pass comes over to Bausma. Six to shoot. Paloma. Paloma in traffic. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Mayville State. Mayville State coming back the other way. Blazik driving into the lane. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma into the front court. Gives it off. This is Pruitt. Pruitt setting the offense. Goes left side. Engbers. Engbers with the ball. Engbers will put up the three from the left wing. Open three. Good. Paige Engbers, her second three of the ball game. She's got eight, a six that is, and the Dort College defenders lead at 31-22. Kick out pass, three on the way from the corner. That one's too strong. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mayville State. No, they lost it out of bounds. It should be Dort College basketball. They're going to give it instead to Mayville State. Mayville State will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 102 on the game clock. Throwing the ball in, Mayville State. They get the ball inbounded to Weber. Weber in the left corner. Weber spins into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Gaynor. Gaynor, kick out pass. Dort College matching up man for man right now. They pick up the dribble. Pass it back to Gaynor. That's Weber's driving layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Cruz lost the handle, picks it back up. Now Cruz will bring it back. Cruz gets the ball back. She goes right side. This is Pruitt. Pruitt out front. Engbers three. Catching fire, good. Another three for Paige Engbers. She's got nine, and the defenders extend the lead to 12, 34-22. 20 seconds remaining in this half. Dort College up 34-22. Mayville State basketball. Blazik. They're going to run a ball screen. Pruitt runs into the ball screen. Landers tries to jump the screen, and a foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Paige Engbers. Engbers whistled for the personal foul, her first. So the foul called on Paige. That's number one on her. Free throws on the way for Claire Blazik. First free throw is no good. Another free throw on the way. Double check my statistics. I don't think Blazik has played this season. If she has, it's been very limited. I beg your pardon, Blazik has played in three games. And she's averaging 13.7 points per game. Somehow she escaped my pregame work earlier this afternoon. Free throws off the mark, no good by Blazik. Mayville State inbounding the basketball. So Mayville State to throw it in. Ball's deflected by Landers with 1.4 seconds remaining. Cruz checks in along with Pruitt. Rinesmith and Flohn will check out. And Mayville State throwing it in. They throw it into the backcourt. They chase it down. And a desperation heave is going to come up well short. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 34, Mayville State 22. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College leads Mayville State 34-22 at halftime. The Dort College defenders, led by as many as nine right away, got up 15-6. push the lead up to 12 at 34-22 at the half. Dort College led unofficially by Paige Angbers with 9 points. Carly Weber has 8 to pace Mayville State. Dort College 14 of 34 shooting for 41%. Mayville State 9 for 26. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the Dort College Defenders. Out rebounding Mayville State 22-18, out shooting Mayville State 14-9 in terms of field goals, 5-4 in terms of threes. Turnovers, Mayville State with 12, Dort College with 8. Individually, Dort College is led by Paige Angbers with 9, 6 for Annie Rinesmith, 4 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Rio Landers, 3 for Shea Palama, 2 each for Alyssa Flohn, and Ebby Pruitt, 6 for Rachel Evavold. For Mayville State, Carly Weber with 8, 4 each for Andy Gaynor and Andrea Skillingstead. Claire Blazek has 3, Sydney Gangle has 3. Rebounds, Dort College, Shea Palama has 6, 4 for Rachel Evavold and 4 for Rio Landers, 3 for Kim Cruz through one half of play. Annie Rinesmith with 3 assists, 2 steals for Alyssa Flohn. For Mayville State, 5 rebounds for Andy Gaynor, 4 for Andrea Skillingstead, 3 each for Claire Blazek and Sydney Gangle, 3 steals by Carly Weber. Dort College leads at halftime by a score of 34-22. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Take a look at who makes these broadcasts possible. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Busy weekend on the Dort College campus. The Dort College hockey team in action this evening at 7:30 at the Vernon Arena. The Dort College men's basketball team facing Valley City State tonight here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, also at 7:30. Tomorrow we get rolling bright and early with a 1 o'clock football contest. Not as early as they will in Hastings. Hastings volleyball women's JV game begins at 10:30 with the varsity contest set to begin at noon tomorrow. The Dort College women playing Hastings tomorrow morning and into the afternoon. Dort College Cross Country starts their day at 10:45 at Hastings at the GPAC Women's Championships, followed by the Men's Championships at about 11:30. Dort College women going after their 5th straight GPAC title. Not going to be easy this year. If they get it, they're going to earn it. They've been chasing Morningside most of the year. Dort College football is hosting Concordia. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff here in Sioux Center. You can hear that game on KDCR 88.5. Women's basketball gets started at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon as the Defenders take on Jamestown in the first of the women's and men's basketball doubleheader. Second contest begins at about 6 o'clock, Dort College versus Jamestown. And then to wrap up the day, it's hockey as well. They're playing at 4:15. They are playing Wisconsin-Platteville tomorrow afternoon at the Vernon Arena at the All Season Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Mayville State basketball after the intermission. Mayville State trailing by 12, 34-22. Bounce pass goes down low. Mayville State with the basketball. They feed it underneath. Might have been a travel. No call made. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz up the floor with the basketball. Kim Cruz takes it across the timeline. Cruz gets it off to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back over to Cruz. Cruz into the corner. Engbers. Engbers feeds it down low. York College basketball. Shot on the way by Rio Landers. Partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Mayville State. Mayville State up and running with it. Shortle. Shortle with it. They feed it down low. Comes back to Gaines. I beg your pardon, to Blazek. And Blazek is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Palama. So Palama whistled for the personal foul. Another free throw on the way. Claire Blazek, another free throw. And that one's off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out by Landers. Landers trying to chase it down on the sideline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mayville State basketball. Mayville State with it, leading by, trailing by 11. Mayville State inbounding basketball. They get it inbounded. Up front with it is Weber. Weber to Blazek. Three-pointer on the way from the top of the key. It's no good. And the rebound is taken down by Landers. Landers gets it off to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith into the front court. Ryan Smith with it on the right wing. Ryan Smith retreats. Brings it back out to the perimeter. Left side it goes Engbers. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz right side Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back to Cruz. Cruz splitting the defense. Driving in. Tries to wrap it around to Palamon. Palamon is fouled on the play. And Shea will go to the free throw line. And will shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 8:42 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College leading Mayville State 34-23. Free throw by Palama is up and through. Palama is an 80% free throw shooter entering the contest. She's 2-for-3 now. Another free throw on the way. Holloman's free throw is up, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Mayville State's Andrea Skillingstead. Skillingstead with a basketball. Skillingstead gets it out front to Blazek. Blazek guarded by Ryan Smith, and Ryan Smith is going to be called for a third personal foul. Andy Rinesmith whistled for foul number 3. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Mayville State basketball. Shot, hook shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Paige Engbers. Paige into the front court with the basketball. Paige passes right side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith picks up her dribble. Passes it underneath. Shot in traffic by Palama is good. Shea Palomo with 6 points, and the Dort College lead is 37-23. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders so far, and answering back a drive by Mayville State. That's Andy Gaynor. Gaynor with a two-point bucket, and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play. So that foul called by on Palomo, that's her second. And that is team foul number 3 on Dort College. Going to the free throw line will be Andy Gaynor. Gaynor's free throw is off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Evavold. Evavold brings it up. Evavold, they pass it right side. Pass through the lane. Glances off of two or three players. Goes out of bounds, last touched by Mayville State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in. It's Paige Engbers. Engbers gets it into Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. She passes left side. Engbers. Engbers sizes it up. Puts it up. Good. Somewhere along the line, either they didn't scout the defenders very closely, or they're not following through on the scouting report very well. They are not guarding Ingbers at all on the three-point line. They are playing her to drive. Foul called on Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal, her first. And free throws now for Blazek. Blazek will go to the free throw line. She's been held in check so far tonight. 4 points. She's got another one coming. She missed the first one. She's got a three and a free throw to her credit. And another free throw on the way for Blazek. Blazek's free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Paloma. Paloma gathers herself. She gives it away to Flone. Flone into the front court. Cruz. Cruz back to Flone. Flone back to Cruz. Cruz on the right side. They feed it high post. Paloma. Paloma ball fake. Lays it up the right hand. Good. Shea Paloma with 7 points. Make that 8 points. Dort College leads 42-25. The defenders starting to stretch this one out. Mayville State basketball, Weber. Weber on the right side. Weber drives in with the right hand, throws it up, good. Carly Weber with 10 points. She came into the ballgame averaging 11 points per game. Dort College by 15, 42-27. Right side, Cruz. Zone defense applied here by Mayville State. Cruz on the right wing. Back over to Angber. She gets free for another three, and she drills it. Mayville State content to sit in the zone. Paige Angbers content to shoot over the top of it. Paige Angbers now with 5 threes, 15 points. Pass through the lane, taken away by Angbers. Angbers with the break. Doesn't have the numbers. Drives in, releases it up with the right hand. Good. Paige Angbers with another two. She's got 17, and the North College defenders have extended the lead to 47-27. Timeout on the floor, charged to Mayville State. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 47-27. The defenders in control of the second half. Mayville State struggling to score. Kickout pass on the way, three by Weber. Off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound and put back by Skillingstead, no good. And another rebound for Angbers. Angbers outlets to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt on the right side. Pruitt has the basketball. Looking down low. Instead passes it back into Paloma. Paloma turns, squares up, nothing there. Back over to... Oh, that shot was flown. Flown's shot missed it. No good. Evavold comes away with a rebound, and Evavold unable to knock down the short shot. Now a hand check called on Shea Paloma. Foul called on Shea Paloma. Paloma whistled for her third personal. -27 our score. And it's bonus time as well for Mayville State. Andy Gaynor will go to the free throw line, where she is 0 for 1 today. So free throws coming for Gaynor. Gaynor's first one is up and good. She's got another one coming. Angbers will check out of the ballgame. Steffi Kennard checks in. So Paige Angbers with 5 threes and a two for her credit. Gaynor makes the free throw. It's back to an 18-point ball game, 47-29. Bringing the basketball up is Flone. Flone in between the circles. Flone setting the offense. She goes right side over to Evavold. Evavold to Landers. Rio Landers gives it to Kennard. Kennard, right wing, Evavold. Evavold dumps it down low for Landers. Landers double teamed. Kick out, back over to Evavold. Evavold, 5 seconds to shoot. They go back to Flone. Flone to Pruitt. Pruitt, three, missed it, no good. Long rebound taken away by Mayville State. Weber running. Weber with a left hand, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Landers. Landers over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. Pruitt stops, pops, 15-footer straight on, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Mayville State. Comets have the basketball. Comets, Andy Gaynor. Feed it underneath Weber. Weber's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Landers. Rio Landers gives it off to Flone. Flone walks it up the floor for the defenders. Dort College leading 47-29. Right side pass. They get it back over to Kennard. Kennard with it on the wing. Kennard to Pruitt. Pruitt setting the offense. Pruitt against the zone. Back over to Kennard. Kennard three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken down by Pruitt. Pruitt trying to thread the needle. Over to Evavol. That's taken back by Mayville State. Mayville State coming back the other way. Layup with the right hand. No good. Is Gaynor. Gaynor misses the easy shot. Pruitt on the left wing. 25 seconds to shoot. Kennard down to the baseline. Reverses it back to Flone. And Flone is fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on Mayville State and Carly Weber. Weber whistled for her first personal. Cruz and Bausma check into the ballgame. Landers, Evavold, and Pruitt on the floor. Shot by Cruz from the corner, no good. Gets her own rebound back, drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's taken back by Bausma. Bausma's fouled on the play. Kenzie Bausma to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul number three called on Mayville State in this quarter. So a shooting foul here for Bausma. Kenzie Bausma seeing her first action of the season. First free throw is short, no good. She's got another one coming. 47-29, our score. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it a 19-point ball game. And this one's up and good for Bausma. So Bausma makes one of two. 48-29, Dort College leading. Dort College has outscored Mayville State 14-7 to start the third quarter. Third quarter that has had plenty of starts and stops, it seems. It has not been much of a flow. Blazek with the basketball. Blazek passes back over to Gaynor. Gaynor, three, good. Andy Gaynor with the three-point bucket. She's got 7 second-half points, 11 points for the game. Dort College leads 48-31. Cruz left side to Engbers. Engbers on the wing. Out front back to Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma to Landers. Landers puts it up with the left hand. Good. Rio Landers with 4 points. Dort College leads 50-31. Right side pass. Three up. No good. Evavold takes it away. Evavold. Left side. They feed it underneath to Landers. Landers facing up. Now lost the handle on the basketball. Comes back to Evavold. Evavold, Landers. Landers in traffic. Her shot short, no good. And the rebound is taken back by Mayville State. Mayville State with a basketball. Mayville State. Setting the offense is Blazek. Blazek to Gaynor. Gaynor to Shortle. Shortle. To Blazek. Blazek at the free throw line, pivots and travels. So turnover called on the Mayville State Comets. Dort College has the basketball back with 2:26 remaining in the third period. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She goes left side over to Engbers. Engbers, high post. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, jumper in the lane is good. Kim Cruz now with 6 points. And the defender lead is 52-31. 52-32, beg your pardon. Drive by Blazek on the left side of the lane. Puts it up with the right hand across her body and got fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's bonus time for Mayville State. From here on out in this quarter, free throw is up. Free throw is good for Blazek. Blazek now 2 for 5. Another free throw on the way for Blazek. This one's off the heel, no good. Fight for the rebound. Deanna Hoxbergen comes away with it. The freshman from Hull rips it away. Rhinesmith with the basketball, driving in. Kick out to Engbers. Engbers, they close in on her. This time Engbers tries to drive to the hoop, and it's taken away by Mayville State. 52-33, Dort College by 19, 1:45 and counting. That's left to play in the first the third quarter, I should say. Driving in, Palma strips it away from the ball handler, Shortle. Cruz now comes back the other way and loses it. Mayville State turns and runs. Carly Weber bringing it up. Weber with it on the right side. Her cross-court pass tipped by Cruz. Out of bounds. It will be Mayville State basketball. So Mayville State gets it back. Kim Cruz will check out of the ballgame. So Mayville State triggering it in. That's Claire Blazek. Blazek at the top of the key. Blazek gets the return pass. She'll put up the three. Missed it badly. No good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Angbers. No. Coming up with it was Palma. Palma gets it ahead. To Flown. Flown to Angbers. Angbers three. Top of the key. Good. Paige Angbers with her sixth three. North College leads 55-231. 55-33, beg your pardon. A 22-point lead for the defenders nearing the end of the third quarter. Ball deflected, picked up by Mayville State. Mayville State down to the baseline. Cut off. Kick out pass to Weber. Weber in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Palma for North College. Palma gets it away to Flown. Flown up the floor. Flown left side. Angbers another one. Nope. Rebound tipped and comes away with it. Palma. Palma right side. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket for Ryan Smith. She's got 9 points all on threes, and the defenders have extended the lead to 58-33. 58-33, our score. North College extending the lead to 25. 8 seconds left now. Driving in, Blazek lost it. Taken back by Palma. Palma to Angbers. Angbers desperation heave at the buzzer. It's short, no good. We've played three quarters of basketball. Our score, Mayville State 58. Pardon me, North College 58. Mayville State 33. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College basketball. Cruz over to Palma. Palma looking for Angbers. Angbers squares up. Drops it underneath Landers. Landers bucket good. Rio Landers with a two-point basket. She's got six for the ballgame. North College leads 60-33. North College extending the lead up to 27. Pretty good defensive effort by the defenders here in the second half thus far. They've allowed 10 second-half points. Mayville State gets the ball inbounded. This is Weber. Weber with it in the corner, gives it up instead over to Gaynor. Gaynor with the basketball. Gaynor working against Palma. Gaynor backing her way in, spins into the lane, now crosses over. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Mayville State. Putback attempt no good. We've got the ball on the floor. Two players after it. Cruz fighting for it along with the Mayville State player, Taylor Shortle. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Mayville State basketball. 9:17 remaining in regulation. North College leading. Andy Gaynor sizing up the defense. Drops it off inside. Shot is up and good. Right-handed hook by Skillingstead. She's got six. And the North College lead is 60-35. 60-35, North College in control of this one. Cruz trying to thread the needle. North College hasn't had a lot of turnovers, but they've come in bunches, it seems. Mayville State back the other way, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Cruz gets the pass. She'll bring it up. Cruz back out front. Angbers. Angbers feeling it from straight on. Yep. Seven threes for Angbers. That ties the single game record. Held in part by Paige Angbers. She and Serena Van Beek. Angbers has now done it twice. She did it against Bethany Lutheran on the road in Mankato on December the 2nd, 2014. Serena Van Beek did it back in 2000. So now it's tied. Seven threes for Angbers. Let's see if she can find another one here. Landers on the block. They kick it out right side back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith's shot no good. Rebound saved in by Landers. No, they say that she stepped out of bounds. It'll be Mayville State basketball. Mayville State will bring it up. This is Claire Blazek. Blazek has been held in check, just 5 points. She came in averaging 13.7 points per game. This is Gaynor trying to back her way in against Paloma. Puts it up with the left hand. It's good. Andy Gaynor with a two-point bucket. Gaynor now has 9 points in the second half. North College's lead is 63-37. Cruz looking left side. Gets it to Engbers. Engbers back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Landers. Landers with the runner with the right hand. Good. Rio Landers with 8 points. North College leads 65-37. 65-37. Mayville State basketball down big. Ball's deflected out, picked up by the Comets. Left side pass. This is Blazek. Kicks it back to the perimeter, and the long rebound is taken away by Rinesmith off of the missed three. Rinesmith ahead to Paloma. Paloma layup good. Shea Paloma off the assist from Rinesmith, and the North College lead is 67-37 with 6:55 remaining. With the basketball, Gangle. Gangle's shot is blocked by Landers. Rebound taken away by Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers, she's feeling it. Three from the wing, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Mayville State. And the Dort College defenders will set up the defense as Dort College tipped it out of bounds, I believe. So it will be Dort College basketball after it was actually tipped out of bounds by Mayville State. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Flown. Flown looking. Gets it into Eva Volt. Eva Volt, Pruitt. Pruitt shot in the lane, blocked. Fight for the rebound. It's cleared by Mayville State. 6:30 and counting. Ball game. Mayville State down 30. Mayville State with a basketball. This is Blazek. Short driving into the lane. They get it back. They give it up to Gaynor. Gaynor is sandwiched on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 67-37. Dort College leading by 30. Our score. Andy Gaynor makes one free throw. 67-38. Out front with the basketball is Flown. Flown on the left wing. Flown looking for Pruitt. Finds Pruitt left wing. They look for Engbers in the corner. Nothing there. Instead they go to Evavold. Evavold puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Eight to shoot. Back outside Engbers. Three ball. Got it. There's your record. Paige Engbers with another three. She's got eight. And the North College defenders lead 70-38. 70-38 our score. Now coming back the other way. Mayville State. A foul on the play, charged to Claire Blazek. Blazek gets the bucket. A three-point play opportunity for Mayville State. So Paige Engbers will check out of the ball game with eight threes to her credit. A new single game three-point record for Engbers. Free throw is up and good. Blazek with the three-point play. And the Dort College defenders lead 70-41. Well, for Engbers, nice to see her knock some down here tonight. She puts in the time, and it's always nice to see that paid off. Doesn't always happen that way, but here this evening it did. A foul called before the shot. It's going to go on Mayville State. Dort College will be inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Flown gets it into Kennard. And Kennard can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mayville State basketball. Mayville State trailing 70-41. This one pretty well in hand. And with another game looming in approximately 21 hours, Dort College women, the luxury of resting some players. Pass goes ahead to Bausma. Bausma lost it. It's coming up with it for Mayville State. The Comets go left side. Mayville State basketball. Carly Weber into the corner. Three rattles, no good. And a push called on the rebound. That's going to go on Shortle. And the Dort College defenders leading 70-41. New player checking in. This is Ashley Schahowski. Hope I got that last name right. Schahowski checks into the ball game for Dort College. 5 minutes remaining in regulation. Dort College leading 70-41. Up front with the basketball. Give it up into the corner. Schahowski. Schahowski, left side, Pruitt. Pruitt to Kennard. Kennard over the basketball. Kennard to Eva Vold. Eva Vold, Schahowski. Schahowski sets and fires a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Mayville State. Mayville State with a basketball. This is Blazek. Blazek drives in, and a pick in the pocket is flown. Flown ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt in traffic, puts it up, and has it stripped on the way up. It will be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking out of the contest is Blazek. Mayville State scheduled to play Northwestern tomorrow in women's basketball. Taylor Shortle checks out of the ballgame. Ball's inbounded to Schahowski. Schahowski with it out front. Schahowski, left side. Comes back to Flown. Flown back to Schahowski. She lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound Flown. Flown in traffic. Her shot, no good. And coming back the other way, Mayville State. Long pass into the front court. Dort College leading 70-41, shot no good. Rebound cleared. Mayville State comes up with it. Sydney Gangle with it. Well, this is a fast-moving basketball game. It doesn't look like either team's going to use all of their timeouts or anywhere near all of their timeouts. And we aren't shooting free throws here in the fourth quarter either. 3:40 and counting. We have not had many stoppages in play. Pass goes left side. The story of this one's going to be the outside shooting by Paige Angbers. Angbers with eight threes, 26 points for the ball game. Pass to Kennard. Kennard lost it out of bounds. It was tipped away from her by Mayville State and the Dort College defenders. We'll inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Kennard. Kennard left side. Kennard looking. Gets it inbounded to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with it on the wing. Rhinesmith comes back over to Schahowski. Schahowski, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, runner, in and out, no good. Rebound, Eva Vold. And Eva Vold is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Eva Vold, a 6'1 freshman from Bloomington, Minnesota, trying to push Dort College back in front by 30. 70-41, pending two free throws. First one by Eva Vold, no good. She was 2 for 2 against Dakota State from the free throw line on Tuesday night. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good, so Eva Vold makes 1 of 2. And the Dort College defenders lead 71-41. 71-41. Mayville State basketball. Carly Weber with it on the right side. Weber feeds it off. Shot in lane is up and good for Andy Gaynor. Gaynor with a two-point bucket, 71-43. Left side with the basketball is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith on the wing. Rhinesmith comes back right side over to Schahowski. Schahowski goes into the corner. Eva Vold. Eva Vold, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith. Kick out pass, Pruitt, Pruitt, nothing there. Now goes into the corner, or three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mayville State. Mayville State with a basketball. Gainer. Gainer driving in. Nothing there. Gainer puts it up with the right hand from the left side. It's good. Andy Gainer with 18 points, 14 in the second half, and she is the only reason this hasn't been a complete train wreck for Mayville State tonight. Take away her 18 points, and boy, it gets awfully difficult for Mayville. They're still down 71-45. Right side of the basketball. Cross-court pass to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith at the top of the key. Kicks it to Eva Volt. Eva Volt, Schahowski. Schahowski, left side. She gives it up to Pruitt. Nine to shoot. Ryan Smith splits the defense. Two players around her. They fire it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt lets fly with a three. It's off the mark, no good. But Ryan Smith will track down the long rebound. Saves it in. It's taken back by Gainer. Gainer with the basketball. Gainer gives it up right side. And a two-point basket for Carly Weber. She's got 12. And the North College lead is 71-47. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Ryan Smith passes over to Hannah Norton. Norton with it on the right wing. Norton to Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer, right corner. Missed it, too strong, no good. Long rebound. Dort College comes up with it. They try to feed it to Landers, and Rio Landers lost it out of bounds. It'll be Mayville State basketball. Mayville State, Taylor Champ checks into the ball game. So Mayville State with the basketball. Blazek. Blazek with it on the right side. Blazek gives it off. Mayville State working the offense. 1 minute remaining in this one. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Mayville State. Looking for someone to pass to. He'll work it back into the corner. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College is probably going to win this one by 20-plus. Most of the third quarter played at 20 points or so. Rinesmith takes one right off the nose. And she will pick herself up off of the floor slowly. And might have got the brunt of that one with the top lip instead. Landers is out. Hoxbergen is in. Rinesmith checks out of the ballgame. Schahowski checks in. And also checking in for Dort College, Abby Pruitt. Pruitt will check in for Kim Cruz with 46.8 seconds remaining in this contest. Dort College leading 71-47. Foul was called on Rinesmith, but no free throws because they aren't in the bonus yet. That resets the shot clock. Pruitt thought about gambling for that one, decided against it. Three on the way, no good. Schahowski will let it go out of bounds. Last touch by Mayville State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Bringing it up is Pruitt. 8 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Norton with the basketball, goes over to Pruitt. Pruitt, left side, Schahowski. Schahowski into the corner, Fetters. Fetters back over to Norton. Norton lets fly with a 15-footer, no good. Schahowski saves it in, 12 seconds. Norton underneath Hoxbergen. Hoxbergen, shot no good. And the rebound cleared by Mayville State. 14 seconds left, now 12. 10 seconds, Mayville State. With the basketball, Mayville State's going to fall to 2-2. Dort College is going to go to 2-0, pending the basketball game tomorrow with Jamestown. Rebound Norton. Norton loses it, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Mayville State loses to Dort College. Dort College 71, Mayville State 47. Back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. No other way to say it, but everybody needs something in between games. Dort College defeats Mayville State by a final score this evening of 71-47. Dort College was led by Paige Angbers, 26 points. She converted 8 of 14 three-pointers for those 26 points. So Paige Angbers shot Mayville State right out of the zone and actually didn't shoot them out of it. Mayville State refused to come out of the zone, and Dort College's Paige Angbers knocks down 8 threes tonight. That's a new single-game record. Previous was 7, which she held along with Serena Van Beek. Here are the numbers. Dort College led at every quarter break. led 17-12 after one, 34-22 at the end of the half. Extended the lead by another 13 at the end of the third quarter and won it by a final of 71-47. Dort College was led in scoring by Paige Angbers. Dort College 28 of 71 shooting for 39.4%, 11 of 32 on three-pointers, 34.4%, 4 for 9 on free throws, 44.4%. Mayville State 18 of 60 shooting for 30%, 5 of 22 on three, 22.7%, 6 for 16 on free throws, 37.5%. Dort College a healthy 57 of 40 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Mayville State 17, Dort College had 15. Mayville State was led by Andy Gaynor with 18 points. Carly Weber had 12, 8 points for Claire Blazek, and 6 for Andrea Skillingstead, 3 for Sydney Gangle. Mayville State came down shorthanded, and that was not good for them as they lose by a final score of 71-47. Dort College led by Paige Angbers, 26 points, 10 points for Shea Palama, 9 for Annie Rinesmith, 8 for Rhea Landers, 6 for Kim Cruz, 7 for Rachel Evavold, and 2 each for Alyssa Flowen and Abby Pruitt. Rebounds, Shea Palama had 9. 8 for Rachel Evavold, 6 for Abby Pruitt, 7 for Rhea Landers, and 7 for Kim Cruz. Mayville State's Andy Gaynor had 8 rebounds, 7 for Andrea Skillingstead, 5 for Taylor Shamp. Assists, Annie Rinesmith had 5 to lead the defenders, 4 for Kim Cruz, 2 steals for Shea Palama, and 3 for Alyssa Flone. I'm joined now by Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson as the Dort College defenders get the win tonight over Mayville State. And Coach, pretty good defensive effort by your team, limiting Mayville State to 30% shooting, and that's the second game in a row where you have really been able to limit the opponents and their offensive efforts.
Yeah, I think our girls have been really engaged in the scouting reports, and I thought we came out and executed the game plan really well. You know, it always helps a little bit when one or two of the key players from the other team are missing, and we hope those girls get healthy and get better. But for what we were playing against tonight, I don't think our girls could have played much better defensively.
Offensively, you knocked down some threes early, and that opened things up. Mayville State refused to come out of that zone, and your team just made them pay repeatedly from the perimeter.
Yeah, you know, this is the second game we've shot pretty well on the perimeter, so I'm pretty proud of that from our girls. We put a lot of time in the offseason working on that, a lot of time in practice. It helps when you got someone shooting the way that Paige Engbers has the last couple of games, but then you also got other girls who will step up and hit one or two, so they have to respect everyone on the perimeter. And I thought we did a good job moving the ball and finding those shooters.
Rebounding, that was a deficit the other night against Dakota State. This evening, you were able to really turn that around, and you control the boards.
Yeah, you know, we knew that when teams sit in a zone a little bit, they're pretty vulnerable on the offensive boards, and that was something we didn't do well in our first game. So we emphasized that in practice. We also really worked hard on boxing out a little bit better, and I thought we did a nice job with that. Again, they were missing one of their better offensive rebounders, but we did a good job finding bodies, pushing them out of the paint, and using that opportunity to push the ball a little bit.
Paige Angbers, a school record, 8 three-pointers this evening. The previous record, she shared it with 7. To get 8 threes, a combination of things have to happen. One of those is your teammates have to find you, and your team did a pretty good job of finding the hot shooter this evening.
Yeah, our basketball IQ, I think, has increased quite a bit over the last, few months. Our freshmen have learned the game pretty quickly and have been able to find the shooters right in their shot pocket. And we did a good job of that tonight. You know, Kim, I think, had 4 assists. Annie had 5 assists. And they just do a great job of hitting her right in the hands, and that's something I don't think we did very well last year. And then, again, Paige has really worked on being a threat from everywhere, off 1 foot, off 2 feet, coming off screens, whatever it is. And I think having great passers and a combination mixed with a great shooter really helps you against the zone.
Jamestown tomorrow, not going to get any easier for your team tomorrow.
No, Jamestown's a great team. They're really well coached. They play with a lot of energy. They have quite a bit of experience. Number 12 in the country, beat a tough Briarcliff team. So we're going to have to be really engaged tomorrow during shoot-around and come out ready to go.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about tonight's contest. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. We'll get set for the men's contest in just a moment.